Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Everyone loves a musical. Let's go in depth with C.D. Adamson, professor of theater, and Meredith Ackerman, Bryson McGowan, and Cammie Waymire, students and actors in the new musical at Central College, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Well, C.D., a new musical from Central College. People love musicals. What are you doing this year?
We are doing A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It won the Tony Award in 2014 for Best Musical and Best Book and Best Score and a couple other ones. But it's a fun musical. It's basically about a man who finds out he's ninth in line to a family fortune, and he ends up killing off all of the people ahead of him in very funny ways. It's almost kind of like Clue in that aspect. I mean, it's not Clue, but it's funny in that way. Great music. It's got beautiful score, and we have a live orchestra with the show. So both community members and Central College students in the orchestra, so that's exciting. And we also have Nick Root from Des Moines, who is playing the Dysquith family in the show. So he has 8 or 9 different roles that he plays.
He's the guy that keeps getting murdered?
He keeps getting murdered. And he plays both men and women in the show. So it's funny. It's really funny. And silly. Yeah.
Well, it sounds funny and silly, that's for sure. And Bryson, you're the person that all the murders.
Yep. My character is Monty Navarro, and so I start out as a super, like, poor, humble guy. And then I find out that I'm in the line of succession to become the Earl of Highhurst, who's basically the most rich person in London at the top of this family, and there's only 8 people before me, so yep, I kill the same guy over and over again, and he plays a lot of different characters, and they're pretty funny, so.
Well, it sounds almost cartoonish, because it doesn't sound like there's a lot of remorse over the killing of somebody.
No. I enjoy it. My character enjoys killing all of them, pretty much, and they're pretty funny ways of dying, I'd say.
Does he know them beforehand?
Not really. My character tries to, like, learn little things about them, and I give little hints of how I, like, found things out about them so I could try to kill them. But once I just meet them for a little tiny bit and then pretty much kill them right after that.
This sounds almost like a Victorian kind
of... It is set in the Victorian age.
All right, yep. That's what I was going to ask. Yep. All right, and so I guess in the Victorian age, we're sort of used to them pulling stuff like this off with a lot of the TV shows mm-hmm. that we see on BBC yep. and other places, Agatha yep. Christie's. And mm-hmm. All right, so it's in that grand tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Meredith, what's your role?
I am Lady Phoebe Dysquith. I am a sister of one of the people he kills off, and we meet as he's trying to kill that person and fall in love, but then he knows he can marry into my family, and therefore he will be in the family securely.
After he kills your husband?
He kills my brother.
Kills your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not very nice of
him. We are cousins that get married.
And I'm super lucky because she's not in the line of succession before me, so I don't have to kill her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're super lucky.
I'm very lucky.
And she doesn't know that he mm-hmm. killed her brother.
No.
All right, well, yeah, you wouldn't have married him if you had known he killed your brother.
No.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with C.D. Adamson, professor of theater, and Meredith Ackerman, Bryson McGowan, and Cammie Waymire, students and actors in the new musical at Central, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And Cammie, what's your role?
I play Sabella Hallward, and she is kind of Monty's girlfriend when he's poor and humble. And then he finds out that he's in line, and she kind of doesn't believe him. And she's a bit of a social climber, so she's looking to marry high up in the ranks. So Monty isn't really high enough for her. But then once she realizes that he's going to become Earl, she starts to, like, actually pay him a little bit more attention. But by that time, he's already met Phoebe, so she becomes his mistress, I guess.
Classic love triangle. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope Monty's worth it. Is he?
Are you?
I think Monty's worth it, but I don't know what they think.
It sounds like interesting roles for you all. How many other cast members are there?
There's Nick, and then we have six ensemble members, three men and three women.
So putting together a play is one thing. You don't have to worry so much about music accompaniment, mm-hmm. but with a live orchestra band, mm-hmm. it's a whole other beast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to get everything synced. How did that work?
It is, and it actually has been going pretty well. They've they joined us officially on Friday or Saturday, I forget which night, it's been going pretty well, and it's very, I mean, they can attest to this too. It's difficult music. It's really difficult music. And there's not a lot of choreography in the show purposely because the music is so complicated. So, and Sean Stevenson in the music department has been music directing for us and working a lot with them on the harmonies and learning the parts and all of that.
Of course, it's a musical, so you sing. Do you have any, numbers that you really value that you think the audience is really going to like?
I think I've Decided to Marry You is going to be a really crowd favorite because that's the one that they perform when they go on the Tony Awards or at the Thanksgiving Day Parade or anytime the original cast would perform on TV. That's the go-to song that they would do. So I think everybody kind of knows that one and is expecting it. So it's really fun. It's a little difficult to pull off, but I think if we nail it, it's going to be everybody's mm-hmm. favorite.
Yeah. Well, could we hear a little bit of that?
Oh, boy.
We could get the track up, I guess, and sing along with it if we wanted to. Do you want to?
Can, yeah.
Or a cappella, I don't care.
I'm trying to think where I could start a cappella.
It's pretty difficult.
Yeah, they're all three singing different things.
We could at least, describe what's happening in it.
Yeah,
too,
that'd
also.
Be good.
Well, yeah, then, all right, that'd be great.
So, in the scene, I just got done hanging out with Sabella.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, a nice way of putting it. And Phoebe knocks on my door, and so I answer the door, and she comes in, and she basically tells me that she's decided to marry me. And so she sings about that for a while. And the whole time, I'm basically freaking out because I have another woman in the bedroom two doors down. And so we actually have two doors between us that we go between a lot. And so I end up being in the middle of these doors, swinging between them, trying to keep them from not going into the other room and talking to the other one the whole time. And somehow, throughout the song, I manage to make sure that neither one of them sees the other one, but Sabella actually does hear Phoebe for a little bit, so.
Yeah, there's a moment where I hear something fall in the other room, and I ask who it is, and he says that it's his, what is he?
It's my new manservant.
New manservant.
Yeah, and that makes me really mad, because uh-huh. I'm being referred to as a manservant.
Yeah, and from the audience's perspective, it's really cool, because you can see both Sabella and I mirroring each other, trying to see what's happening, what he's doing in the middle room between the two doors while he's trying to contemplate on how to keep us both from seeing each other.
You cad, you.
Somehow I managed to pull it off, though. And
mm-hmm. Well, that sets up an interesting dilemma to the audience. They're watching, they're enjoying the music, they're seeing what's happening, and so they're sort of wondering whether they want you to get caught or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the deal? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so this is probably part of the good script writing, mm-hmm. and yeah, and then it takes a good performance to pull that off.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with C.D. Adamson, professor of theater, and Meredith Ackerman, Bryson McGowan, and Cammie Waymire, students and actors in the new musical at Central, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. You want for us to like you, don't you?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think I think the audience will be on my side the whole time because they can see me moving up throughout the whole show and, like, my character getting better. And a lot of times the Dysquiths are made out to be kind of bad people just because they're so rich and wealthy that they're kind of snobby and not nice. But you will like some of the Dysquith characters that you'll meet throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. And so the not really liking the family sort of has a thread through the actor Nick Root.
Mm-hmm.
And so we carry that.
Yeah.
Because we recognize he's the same character.
Yeah.
Or he's the same
actor.
Same
person, yeah. Yeah.
Which has all kinds of comedic mm-hmm. possibilities.
Yeah. And he has just some ridiculous costumes, too, that he comes out in. So it's just funny to look at him, too, what he's wearing. So, and different wigs and different facial hair and all sorts of different looks.
Well, so that must have been quite a bit of work by the people putting together the costumes.
Yeah, yeah. They had to, Kate Connie Smith, she's our costume person for the show, and she had to rig a lot of his things because some of his costume changes are literally like 10 to 15 seconds. Like, he goes off and he comes right back on as a different character, so in a completely different outfit. So she had to really... They've got it all, actually, just down this hall here, they've got it all lined up for him, and he has two different dressers that are helping him get in and out of things, but a lot of his costumes or clothing has been rigged, so it looks normal, but it's probably slit down the back and velcroed together. So, yeah.
Okay, and so when and where are the performances?
The performances are this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And they're here in the Crudenier Theater, and tickets are available online at events.central.edu, and they can just go online and get their tickets. They can also get tickets here at the door the night of the show or the performance they decide to see. One thing people should know is we are limiting seating to 100 seats because of social distancing and stuff. So, and we do ask that people wear masks to the show. And we can't require it, but we are asking if they would please wear a mask.
Okay, so what are those show times again?
October 7th through the 9th at 7, and then October 10th at 2.
Sunday. Sunday matinee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing better to do on a Sunday.
Exactly.
Afternoon, go see a fresh, new mm-hmm. musical that's a comedy.
Yeah. And this show came through, it toured through Des Moines a few years ago. I can't remember exactly what year it was, but I saw it when it came through the Civic Center.
Do you have a bit of dialogue? We couldn't pull off a song.
Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think of what we want to do. Should we try to do the...
Mm-hmm. You can look at it if you want.
No, I don't need to look at it. All right.
So this is when Monty comes to see Sibella, and he's just found out that he is in line to be the Earl of Highhurst.
It's wonderful, Sibella. You're not going to believe it.
What?
I've just found out I'm in line of succession to be Earl of Highhurst.
Earl of Highhurst?
Yes, turns out Mother was a Dysquith, which means I'm a Dysquith too.
My mother is the Queen of Sheba. I believe that makes me Princess of Babylon.
Sibella, it's true, and there's only 8 people in line before me, which means I could be Earl someday.
And pigs might fly, as if you could have been a Dysquith all your life and not know it.
Well, very good. All right, lots of energy in this show.
Oh, yes, tons of energy.
What have you learned from doing this? We'll start with you, Meredith, and we'll work our way around. What have you learned? How are you different? Can you share something with us?
Yeah, I think through the whole process, to really value each aspect of what happens in the plot, because so many things are happening at once that if you miss one thing as a character, you're so oblivious to everything else. And because my character doesn't know anything about Monty, she's just blindly following who she thinks he is. Mm-hmm. And me, as Meredith, knowing everything that he's doing, I need to balance that out. So, yeah.
So it doesn't influence your role? Your knowledge of it as Meredith doesn't influence your role?
No, I think it makes it... Well, it does influence it in a good way. I think it makes it even more impactful for me to try to make her... So I'm attached to you, like blindlessly attached to you. I'm going to now be forever devoted to you, and I don't know you at all.
And you're in love with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in love with him too?
I think that she wants to be in love with him, but she just can't pull herself away from her vanity and her wanting money. Because she, her like entire life, she's just been trying to climb higher and higher on the social status. So she actually gets married to somebody else, but then at her wedding, she's just so sad because she realized that she just lost Monty forever, and then goes back to him as his mistress. So I think that she really does love him, but she just needs to convince herself that she does and that his money shouldn't matter.
And how did you change, Cammie?
I think as a performer, this is probably the most difficult show that I've ever been in because it is a really classical style, and that's really not my style at all. So I've just had to change the way that my singing voice is to match the style of the show. And it's a lot of work, and it kind of makes your voice tired at some point, so you have to learn when to take breaks, when to stop pushing yourself to, because you want to work hard to make it the best, but sometimes the best work you can do is to just take a break.
Mm-hmm. Bryson?
This show has really been challenging for me because it's so much of the role of Monty is in a tenor range, and I sing baritone most of the time, which I have the tenor notes, but I'm not used to singing there. So my voice has been getting tired really quickly throughout rehearsals, but I've really learned how to manage that. I've also learned how to manage singing so many words in one song at a time because, I mean, I can't even tell you how many words are in Poison in My Pocket, yeah. One of the songs in the show. It's so repetitive, yet every single verse has so many little differences that it's hard to keep track of all of them. So while I have all of it memorized, it can be difficult to still get it in the correct order, but somehow I've managed to learn how to do that, and that's really helped me grow throughout the show and the process of learning the show. And I've learned how to manage remembering a lot of information and how to like process it and perform without breaking character.
Thanks to C.D. Adamson, Meredith Ackerman, Bryson McGowan, and Cammie Waymeyer for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.